I was asleep and my phone rang and it was my dad, which was very unusual. My dad called and he said, "Turn your TV on right now." And I wasn't really awake. I turned the TV on. I watched it was probably replaying by then, the first plane going into the tower. My dad was trying to tell me, it was intentional, something bad was happening. And then we watched together. He was in Kansas, I was in San Francisco. The second plane hit the other tower, which I'm pretty sure that would have been happening live. And so that really stands out in my mind that my dad called me, that it was a thing, it was an important thing that this my only family member was calling to tell me, like, you need to get up and get ready for this thing. The rest of the day, I walked up and down. I lived in the Outer Mission. I walked all the way to the Embarcadero. It was completely, like, the streets were completely silent. Everything was closed. I wasn't a reporter yet, but I was sort of a reporter because I just wanted to know what was happening, what it felt like, what it looked like. I listened to Radiohead Amnesiac all day long. All day long. In fact, I listened to it for many, many, many days after that. So that's sort of my soundtrack to that time.